हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् ओम शांति शांति शांति। I'm reading the 43rd verse onwards. Jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyamiti dvidha upadadita shastriyam syavabodhanat. See, dvaitam, duality, a perception of duality, experience of duality, the duality which is there, experienced in life, day-to-day life, is unavoidable, inevitable. There cannot be life without duality. But life, living means there's duality. What I mean? Living means having experience of life. Involves duality. There must be the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. Then there must be the experience of, there must be the knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is. I am as the knower of the world, experiencer of the world, and there is the world which is experienced. There is duality. But this duality, is it satyam or asatyam? Is it tucham? Is it real or unreal? Or was, what is it? Definitely, this is not unreal. Why it is not unreal? Duality is not unreal. Unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. So when we are experiencing duality, how can we say duality is unreal? It is not unreal. But we mistake the duality to be absolutely real. Is it absolutely real? No, it is not absolutely real also. That is where the problem is. This duality, the world of duality, involving nowhere known division, is neither unreal, nor is it real absolutely. Why do we say it is not absolutely real? Because it does not have independent existence of its own. There cannot be knower, or there cannot be the known, division without the source of knower and the known. Actually, there is something, the source of the knower and the known, without whose presence the knower cannot be there, without whose presence therefore the known cannot exist independently. That source of the knower and the known is absolutely real, which is independent of the knower known world of duality. And as we are naturally ignorant of the absolute reality, the source of knower known world of duality, we mistake the world of knower known duality to be real. This dvaitam to be absolutely real. and which gives rise to the samsara, which results in the experience of samsara. Therefore, Shastram teaches us that if we understand what is absolutely real, then we can understand this duality. World of duality is not real, it is mithya. Advaitam satyam, dvaitam mithya. The mithya dvaitam is mistaken to be satyam, which is also since the experience of samsara. So samsara nivrityartham, in order to get rid of samsara, the only thing what we can do is we need to discover what is absolutely satyam, and that satyam is non. So advaita satya darshanena dvaitasya mithyatvam is the moksha. Understanding the dvaitam being mithya, by discovering the non-dual, the absolute non-dual reality, is the only means of attainment of moksha. So this discovery of absolutely non-dual reality does not require to undo the require the undoing of the world of duality. We don't need to physically remove the world of duality. In fact, we cannot remove the world of duality. We cannot remove, we need not remove. Without undoing, removing this, our experience of duality, the world of duality, we can still discover what is absolutely real. Thereby, we can understand this world of duality, which we are experiencing always is, always means in the waking state, is mithya. In discovering the mithyatvam of the world, we also discover even our eye sense is mithya, this sense is mithya, everything is mithya, which means which is not permanent, and what is absolutely real is the Atma, which is the real nature of one's own self and nature of everything else. And this world of duality is Ishvara Shrishtam. So this world of duality is a Shrishtam, which is manifestation of Lord. The manifestation of the truth which is Lord is also looked upon as creation of the Lord. Manifest Lord Him, the Lord is the truth, and the manifestation of the truth in the form of pure knowledge is the manifestation of the Lord, which is looked upon as the creation of the Lord. Otherwise, there is no real creation. Therefore, this Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam is not a source of samsara. It is not a source of happiness, nor is it responsible for samsara. Therefore, we need not undo it. Then what causes samsara is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. And this Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam is because of the ignorance of what is absolutely real. How can we resolve the Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam? How can we resolve this duality, which is projection, mental projection of an individual? That can be resolved. We cannot undo it. It can be resolved cognitively only by understanding what is absolutely real. By understanding even the Isura Srishtam Dvaitam being Mithya, Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam can be resolved. But here we understand even this Jiva Srishtam, even the Jiva, the Dvaitam is twofold, which means when a Jiva is experiencing duality, then it can be converted into a Shastriyam Dvaitam. Shastriyam Dvaitam means it is very important for us to see this duality to be real when we are ignorant naturally. Then if we make use of, then if we study the Shastram, we understand the fact. Then if we live a life enjoyed by the Shastram, if we are committed to live a life of dharma, if we are committed to follow disciplines, so that if we, our mental maturity can be taken care of, definitely it can result in the attainment of jnanam, knowledge of the truth. Thereby we can understand how Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is also mithya, and how Satyam is Brahma. Thereby we can resolve the Jiva Srishta Dvaitam also. Thereby we can discover the freedom. That's what we saw. Now we are going to see the next verse. This is the verse, new verse. Atma Brahma Vicharakhyam Shastriyam Manasam Jagat. Atma Brahma Vicharakhyam Shastriyam Manasam Jagat. Buddhe Tatve Tachaheyam Iti Shrutyanushasanam. Atma Brahma Vicharakhyam Shastriyam Manasam Jagat. Buddhe Tatve Tachaheyam Iti Shrutyanushasanam. He says, Atma Brahma Vicharakhyam Manasam Jagat. Here Manasam Jagat means the world of duality, which is in our experience and perception. Becomes Shastriyam. Shastriyam Dvaitam. When? If there is Atma Brahma Vichara. Atma Brahma Vichara. It means what is absolutely real and how that absolute reality is implied by the term Brahma, why it is Brahma, and how it is this Brahma, which itself is there as the Atma, as the self of every being. Like inquiry into the nature of reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining as Atma, as one's own real nature, or the self of all the beings. This Swarupa Vicharaha inquiry will result in the knowledge of the reality. Enquiry into the nature of reality, Brahma, obtaining as one's own self, will result in the attainment of knowledge of Brahma, which is Atma. And even this vichara, this enquiry is possible only if there's duality. isn't it? Because non-dual reality, Brahma, the consciousness, but Brahma does not require vichara. Who needs vichara? Does Brahma require, Atma require vichara? No. Atma does not require vichara. Atma does not require jnanam. Atma is a source of knowledge. Atma is nothing but reality, the pure knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied with the term Brahma. So Atma is okay, but inquiry into the nature of Atma, which is Brahma, is Atma Brahma Vicharaha. And this is possible only in duality. When there is no one on duality, then you can understand the inquiry itself is possible. Therefore, this Atma Brahma Vichara Dvaitam is Shastriyam Dvaitam. Shastriyam Dvaitam means a duality, the world of duality, wherein an individual who experiences the duality, who lives the world of duality, involves oneself in the vicharaha, Atma Brahma vichara. This is involving oneself in Atma Brahma vichara, inquiry into the nature of reality of one's own self. Itself is what? Shastriyam Dvaitam. So how can one involve oneself in the Atma Brahma Vichara, which is Shastriyam Dvaitam? Involving oneself into the inquiry into the nature of the reality of one's own self. Is Shastriyam Dvaitam. How can we involve oneself? Just for, by being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. What is the discipline of Jnana Yoga? The discipline of Jnana Yoga is nothing but the three steps, the involved three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So going through this, or being given to this discipline of Jnana Yoga, involving three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, is the Shastriyam Dvaitam. Which means, where is our mind? Where should be our mind? Our focus must be in Shastram. The mind must be dwelling upon the subject matter of the Shastram. And having one's mind dwelling upon the subject matter of the Shastram is involving oneself in the inquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram. So constantly having one's mind dwelling upon the subject matter of the Shastram, that is involving oneself in the inquiry into the nature of the reality, will result in due course of time the understanding of the what is absolutely real. How is it possible for us to have the mind which is always dwelling upon subject matter of the Shastram? How is it possible to involve oneself in the Shastra, the inquiry into this nature of the self, or inquire into the subject matter of the Shastram. How is it possible? It is possible if there is commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is. So involvement in Shastram will be in keeping with our commitment, depend on how committed we are to the pursuit of the knowledge. Again, and a commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge, the degree of commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, again, is in keeping with our mental preparedness. If you are mentally prepared thoroughly, then naturally the commitment will be much stronger. The more committed we are, the more we will be involved, we will be involved in Shastra vichara. The more we are involved in Shastra vichara, then we are more in Shastriyam Dvaitam. So mental preparedness in terms of being endowed with fourfold qualifications will help, will enable us commit ourselves to the pursuit of knowledge. So we are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, then we'll be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, which means we'll be we will have the mind which is always dwelling upon the nature of reality, a subject matter of the Shastra, which is Shastriyam Dvaitam. This much we need to understand for the first sentence. So, Atma Brahma Vicharakyam Shastriyam Manasam Jagat. Buddhe Tattve Tatcha Heyam Iti Shutyanushasanam. So if the Shastriyam Dvaitam, which means if this life of duality is the life of the inquiry into subject matter of the Shastram in terms of the inquiry into the nature of reality Brahma, which is Atma, then naturally it will result in the knowledge of the non-duality of reality. Once the knowledge takes place in the wake of the knowledge, Buddhe Tattve means when the truth is clearly understood. Tattva means truth, Buddhe understood participle. So Buddhe Tattve, when the truth is understood clearly, truth is understood means what is absolutely real becomes understood. Non-dual reality being non-dual, absolutely reality is non-dual. And the non-duality of reality becomes very clear. And what is absolutely real becomes very clear. Buddhe Tattve. The truth becomes understood. Even Tatcha Heyam, even the Vichara is given up. How long do we need Vichara? Atma Brahma Vicharakyam Shastriyam Manasam Jagat. Even how far should there be this Shastriyam Dvaitam? The duality, life of duality involving the Vichara, inquiry into the nature of Brahma. That duality also has to be resolved when the when what is absolutely real is understood. The truth is understood. Iti Shruti Anushasanam. Thus says, Shruti itself says that. The Shruti Anushasanam. Even that duality will be resolved cognitively. Tacha heyam. Heyam, that also has to be given up. That also will be resolved. When that duality goes, I am a Shastra student, I am inquiring into the nature of reality, and what is inquired into is Brahma. That also, that Shastriyam Dvaitam also resolves what is absolutely real is understood. See, there is Triputi Bhedaha. Triputi Bhedaha means the knower, knowledge, known, division. This division will be there. The knower, known, knowledge, division is there. It's called Triputi Bhedaha. You can say Jnatru Jnana Gyeya Bhedaha or Pramatru Pramana Prameya Bhedaha. Otherwise called Triputi Bhedaha. So this Triputi Bheda will be there even in Shastriyam Dvaitam. It must be there. There must be the notion, I am the knower. I'm the one who has to know. So having this notion, I am the Pramata, is Pramatrutvam. Having the sense of being the knower, having the status of being the knower is Pramatrutvam, which is possible only when there is Ahankara, that is I sense. Definitely, the jivaha, when this is the I sense obtaining in the waking state, I was called Vishwaha. Has this status of being the Pramata. How long will there be Pramatrutvam? How long will there be status of being the knower? As long as there's a need for me to operate this pramanam called Shastram. So having the need to operate the pramanam called Shastram means studying the Shastram, Shravanam, doing the Shravanam, involving oneself in Shravanam, Armanam, and Nidhyasanam. At least Shravanam Manam mainly. Then there is Pramatrutvam. Then there is Prameyam. Brahman has Prameyatvam. Brahman, the reality has the status of being the known. But once the Shravanam Manam is done, then Prameyam, the Brahma, being one's own self, one's own real nature becomes very clear. In Nidhyasanam itself, Pramatru Prameya Bheda is cognitively resolved. There's no Prameyam. There's no Brahma which is outside of me, other than me, which is my own Swarupam. Then this Nidhyasanam will result in where the very clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the non-duality of reality or non-dual reality, then even this vichara will come to an end. Cognitively, this Shastriyam Dvaitam also will be given up. It will come to an end. It has served its purpose. Then I am the Pramata, that knower also goes, that notion goes. Because Pramatrutvam is Mithya. Even Shastra Pramanam is Mithya. And then Pramatrutvam, Pramanam, everything resolved in Brahma, which is not, even the Prameya status will be resolved. All that is there is only Brahma, which is non-separate from one's own self. This will be the clear vision one should have, which should be the result of Shastriyam Dvaitam. Okay, we'll go to next verse. Is it clear? Shastranyadhitya medhavi. Shastranyadhitya medhavi. Abhyasyacha punaf punaha. Abhyasyacha punaf punaha. Paramam Brahma Vignaya. Paramam Brahma Vignaya. Ulkavattanya dot srujet. Ulkavattanya dot srujet. Shastranya dhitya medhavi. Ambhasya cha punaf, abhyasya cha punaf punaha. Shastranya dhitya medhavi. Abhyasya cha ma. I'm going to give you the book. Abhyasya cha punaf punaha. The print is very bad. Okay. Shastranya dhitya medhavi. Abhyasya cha punaf punaha. Paramam brahma vignaya. Ulka vattanya thot srujet. So medhavi means one who has medha is medhavi. Yasya medha asti saha medhavi, isn't it? So who is a medhavi here? Yasya medha asti. What is medha? Medhavi is the one who is capable of understanding the teaching. To understand the teaching, one requires a certain degree of capacity. One is capable of understanding the teaching. It is not enough if you simply understand the teaching. One must be able to retain the teaching. So the capacity to understand, capacity to retain what has been understood without forgetting, and the capacity to ascertain what has been understood and retained without losing it is what is called medha. So Grahana Dharana Shaktihi Medha. The capacity to understand, retain, assimilate is Medha. The person who has this Medha is called Medhavi. So such a person is always said to be highly brilliant, intelligent person. Who is brilliant? Who is intelligent? the person who is capable of understanding and retaining what has been understood and assimilating what has been understood and retained is said to be Medhavi. In our language, simply we say he's very brilliant, he's very intelligent. We say he's somebody, we say he's very brilliant, he's very extremely brilliant, extremely intelligent. Means he's Medhavi. Medhavi, sometimes even wise person is called Medhavi, because a Medhavi is not wise, but a wise person is definitely a Medhavi. One must be a Medhavi in order to become wise. Without having Medha, one cannot become wise, a Jnani. So wise Medhavi, brilliant, intelligent person need not be wise person. But a wise person is definitely intelligent person. Isn't it? He must have the capacity to understand and to remember everything that has been understood and to be able to dwell upon what has been, what is remembered, and to assimilate, ascertain everything that is understood. So such a person is Medhavi. Medhavi, what does he do? Shastrani adhite, shastrani adhitya. Shastrani adhitya. So having studied the scriptures, shastram, studied scriptures means having studied all the Prakrana Granthas, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Ityadi, Advedanta, scripture literature. Having studied the scriptures, shastrani adhitya. Shastrani adhitya means having gone through the discipline of Shravanam for length of time and having gone through the discipline of Mananam also. Punaha punaha abhyasya. Punaha punaha abhyasya. Again and again and again, having dwelt upon the teaching. The word abhyasya, abhyasyati, actually means practices. Here, abhyasaha, the practice, the word practice involves repeatedly involving oneself in shravanam, mananam, continuously involving oneself in shravanam, mananam and nidhyasanam. Dwell upon the teaching. Naturally, what happens? Paramam Brahma Vijnaya. Vijanati. He definitely, he has a clear vision of Vijanati, means he understands, he knows the absolute reality. Paramam Brahma Vijanati. So Vijnaya, having understood Brahma. All this one verse gives very quickly everything. The person must be Medhavi. And is Medhavi, he has Medha Shakti. Therefore, he studies the scriptures. And having studied, and he repeatedly, continuously, constantly, he dwells upon the nature of reality, this is the subject matter of the Shastram. Punaha punaha abhyasya. Thereby, finally, he has the very clear, doubt-free vision of the absolute reality, Paramam Brahma. Paramam Brahma Vijanath. Then, Utsrujet. Utsrujet. Now what he should do? He must Utsrujati. means he leaves everything. He must leave. Shastram says, naturally, he must, this wise person, he was Medhavi, and he studies Shastram, and dwells upon, understands the teaching, object matter of the Shastram, then dwells upon the object matter of the Shastram. Then he has clear vision of the teaching, understands the truth, then afterwards he gives up. This is what intelligent person must do. Intelligent person does. Utsujayat, he gives up. He gives up means what? He grows out of the need even for that. Shastram, that's the meaning. How should he give up? The example is given. Ulkavat Tani Utsujayat. Tani Utsujayat means he has to give up, he has to grow out of the need for even all those Shastrams. Even he has to grow out of the need for all those Shastrams also. After having recognized the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self, after having what is there is only Brahma, if his vision is very clear, then what does he need the Shastram for? What does he need the Shastram for? He doesn't need the Shastram. Tani. Tani is a third person plural word. Tani, those. So, all the Shastrani is mentioned. Tani utsrujet. May he, one should even give up all the Shastrams. One should give up. Naturally, he will leave aside utsrujati. Means tyajati. Give all the Shastrams. Utsrujati. Utsrujet, is there? Utsrujati. So the example is yatha. How? He says, ulkavat. Yatha ulkavat. So the sentence is like this. Medhavi shastrani adhitya punaha punaha abhyasyacha paramam brahma vijnaya tani utsrujet yatha ulkavat. Ulkavat means like the person, like the person who throws away. He leaves aside. Which person? When a person is walking in darkness, naturally he'll be carrying some light, something like torchlight. Person is walking a torchlight and he is holding on to the torchlight. How long does he hold on to the torchlight? Is this person holding on to the torchlight all the time? No. As long as he is walking in darkness, as long as he is walking until he reaches the destination where he has to go, he holds on to the torch. Once he arrives at the destination, then he has to definitely put aside, he has to keep aside the torchlight. He doesn't need to use it anymore. All the time, he does not carry his torchlight. I hold the torchlight all the time in his hand. Wherever he goes, wherever he sits, wherever he gets up, does he hold on to the torchlight? No. Only when he is walking in darkness, and he'll be holding on to it. He will not throw it anywhere. He'll be holding on to tight, very tightly. He'll hold on, hold his torchlight. He'll keep his torchlight tightly in his hand. He needs it desperately. He needs it because he's walking on the road, which is dark. He's walking in darkness. He needs the torchlight. But when he reaches the point where he needs to go, and where he doesn't need light, and he has to just keep aside his torchlight. Ulkavat. What means like, similarly, this person, Medhavi also, should have the Shastram, should hold on to the Shastram, should hold the Shastram. How long? How long? Paramam Brahma Vijnaya. Until he reaches his destination in terms of the attainment of knowledge of Brahma. There's no destination, okay? I'm just telling. Until he reaches his destination, his goal of the goal in terms of attainment of knowledge of Brahma, he must hold on to the Shastram also. One having discovered Brahma, having discovered the fact, having discovered the truth, all that is there is only Brahma. There is no Jiva, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishvara other than Brahma. All that is there is only Brahma. Even though there is Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda empirically there, absolutely there is no Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda. There is no Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda. There is no Jiva, Jiva, Bheda. There is no Jagat, Brahma, Bheda. Jagat is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Every Jiva is Brahma. Ishvara is Brahma. My God, there is no even Ishvara. Where is the Lord other than the truth? All that is, there is only Brahma. And I am that Brahma. Means, when you say Aham Brahmasmi, is not to boast that Aham Brahmasmi, that even I is resolved in Brahma. There is no nothing other than Brahma. If that vision is clear, it is this Brahman which alone is absolutely real. And everything else is mithya, means everything else comes and goes. Everything else comes and goes. Whether we like it, we do not like it, nothing is permanent here. Everything comes and goes, and everything exists within the realm of order. There is a time when things should come, there is a time when things should exist, there is a time when things should resolve. Completely uncontrollable. We do not have any say over anything. Things happen in time, things exist in time, things resolve in time. Time itself comes and goes, and over which we do not have any say. This is what we call order. And this order is not created, this is natural order. And this natural order is universal. This natural, universal, natural order is manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishvara. Look at it as Ishvara. Apart, we cannot say anything. Everything is comes and goes. Is mithya. But for everything to come and go, to manifest and become unmanifest, there must be something which doesn't come and go. That is what is absolutely real. Absolute reality implied with the term Brahma, which we arrive at only in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, as the very truth of I, as one's own real nature, which we definitely understand, which is the only essential nature of every other being, all other beings. When this fact becomes very clear, then Shastra study has served its purpose. Then what is the Shastram for? Then again you need not be carrying all the time. Shastra study has served its purpose for a Medhavi. And he really leaves aside all the shastras. Because shastra is always sitting in his head, doesn't need to hold a book outside. Doesn't need to think of the shastram afterwards. The shastram has served its purpose. That is what Dvaita. Shastriyam resolving even the shastriyam dvaitam. Cognitively, physically, we cannot, we need not undo dvaitam, which is Ishvara Srishtam, which itself is one realm of an order. Ashastriyam jiva dvaitam will be resolved only if the shastriyam dvaitam. Shastriyam dvaitam also will resolve in the wake of the knowledge of the reality. Well, resolve means what? Will be. Everything is Brahma and that vision is very clear. It is cognitively resolved. Physically, nothing is destroyed, nothing is removed. It is nice, isn't it? Do you all see that? Okay. Shastrani, Shastranyadhitya Medhavi, Abhyasyacha Punah Punah, Shastranyadhitya Medhavi, Abhyasyacha Punah Punah. The word ulka has many meanings, but ulka, it means a torch. Torch is called ulka. Shastranyadhitya medhavi, abhyasya cha punah punah. Paramam Brahma Vijnaya Ulka Vat Tanyato Srujet Tanyato Srujet. See, Yatha Ulka Vat Utsujeti Tatha. I had to supply that. Paramam Brahma Vijnaya Shastrani Utsruje. This person even leaves aside the Shastram. Grantham Abhyasya Medhavi. Grantham Abhyasya Medhavi. Jnana Vijnana Tatparaha. Palalamiva dhanyarthi tyajet granthamaseshataha granthamabhyasya medhavi jnana vijnana tatparaha palalamiva dhanyarthi tyajet granthamaseshataha. Grantham Bhyasya Medhavi. Jnana Vijnana Tatparaha. Palalamiva Dhanyarthi. Tyajet Grantham Seshataha. Actually, these verses are all literally lifted from some very minor Upanishads. Grantham Abhyasya Medhavi Jnana Vijnana Tatparaha Palalamiva Dhanyarthi Tyajet Grantham Aseshataha. See, it is made very clear. Physically, we cannot, we need not undo Dvaitam. Which Dvaitam? Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. Which has nothing to do with samsara. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is beautiful, wonderful, enjoyable, pleasant. It is just there for us to enjoy. In no way it is responsible for our or whatever we are going through emotionally, mentally. It has nothing to do with samsara. It is not at all responsible for our samsara. Because there is some wrong understanding. Why I have to undo? Well, there are people. Why he hears so much? Because there's a strong notion, there's a certain schools of thought, they think we can, don't need to study the scripture, no shravanam is important, it's all problem is in the mind, the desire is a problem, mind is a problem, so just to put the mind to sleep for good, always let the mind be in sleep, which means put all the thoughts to sleep. And for which you keep, always be in meditation. Meditate, meditate, meditate. And practice some meditation and see that all thoughts are resolved. So that you escape from even this duality. That is not, there's no solution. There's not a solution for samsara. In fact, we need not undo this Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. We cannot undo the Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. But there's Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam, which is Shastriyam and Ashastriyam. Of this, this Ashastriyam Dvaitam is actually is responsible for samsara, what we go through. And that is natural. And that will be, that can be resolved cognitively, if not physically. Cognitively, we can resolve the Ashastriyam, Jiva Srishtam, Dvaitam. How? By having the Shastriyam Dvaitam. What is the Shastriyam Dvaitam? Being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. That only means. Nothing else. So also indirectly Shastra study is emphasized. And even that Shastriyam Dvaitam can be cognitively resolved when in the wake of the knowledge. So how long do we need Shastram? Of course we have to hold on to the Shastram. Shastram Sharanam Gacchami. One Shastram study has served its purpose. Even that we grow out of the need even for the Shastram. That's what completely becoming free. We are not dependent at all upon anything. That is absolute independence is freedom. We are dependent on Ishvara in the beginning. Then we are dependent on Shastram, Bhagavan in the form of Shastram. Once the Jnanam takes place, we become independent of the Shastram also, which is absolute freedom. In the wake of the knowledge of the absolute reality, in the light of the knowledge of reality, we discover the freedom and we see that we become independent of even Shastram. That is what Swamiji used to say, we shift our dependence from the world to Bhagavan through worship and prayer. And then we earn grace. Then we have Shastram. And when we shift our dependence from Shastram to even the very subject matter of the truth of the world, which is Bhagavan, then you actually become self-dependent. We discover the truth as your own self. you shift the dependence from even Bhagawan and Shastram to your own self. In self-dependence, there is absolute independence for which we need the Shastram in the beginning. It's called Shastriyam Dvaitam. Isn't it? So we see here, Grantham Abhyasya Medhavi Jnana Vijnana Tatparaha Palalamiva Dhanyarthi Palalamiva Dhanyarthi. Dhanyarthi tyajet grantham aseshatah. Literally taken from the Amrita Bindu Upanishad. This is all beautiful verses literally taken from Amrita Bindu Upanishad. So Medhavi Kim Kuryat, an intelligent person. Who is intelligent? All you have told, the Medhavi. Then who is not intelligent? Who is unintelligent? The person is not capable of understanding the teaching. Understanding itself is not possible. And where is the question of retaining the teaching? And where is the question of dwelling upon the teaching? And where is the question of ascertaining the teaching? And where is the question of having a clear vision? No way. That is why Medhavi means the person who is capable of understanding the teaching, retaining the teaching, and repeatedly was capable of dwelling upon it and ascertaining it. He is the intelligent person, Medhavi. Grantham Abhyasya. Grantaha here means a Shastram. Granthaha means a text. Abhyasya. Grantham Abhyasya means having studied the scripture, what has been said earlier in the previous verse, we have to repeat here. Grantham Abhyasya. Having practiced means having studied, having gone through the unfoldment of the words of the scripture. The person must systematically listen to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram, unfoldment of the words of the Shastram thoroughly, clearly, which is Shravanam. Systematically, regularly, the person must go through the subject matter of the Shastram. How? Listen to the unfoldment of the words of the Shastram. Then he must understand. When understanding is there, and he must reflect upon what has been understood, so that his understanding becomes doubt-free understanding, because he has a certain understanding, and different people have their own different views and contentions of the same teaching, same words, interpretations. So you just have all the possible doubts which others may raise. So he must be able to resolve all the doubts, possible doubts also raised by other thinkers also. Thereby he must have a doubt-free, clear understanding of the teaching. Once he is convinced of his understanding being very clear and doubt-free, then he must be able to dwell upon that fact which he has clearly understood. Fact means the clear understanding. He must be able to dwell upon it again and again. Thereby he must be able to assimilate that, the teaching, be able to ascertain the teaching. This listening and having their doubts resolved and ascertaining through repeated dwelling is called abhyasaha. In fact, going through the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam is called abhyasaha. Not abhyasa, not simply practicing means what is there to practice. This is called a granthabhyasaha. Granthabhyasaha means going through the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. So, grantham abhyasya, this medhavi, grantabhyasa. And who is the person who can do the grantabhyasa? Who is that one who can do shravanam, who can listen to the unfoldment of the words systematically, regularly? And who is the one who can have all, who understand the teaching? Who is the one who can resolve the doubts? Who is the one who can dwell upon constantly with a focused attention? It's not an easy joke. Everybody cannot do. Jnana vijnana tatparaha. Jnana vijnana tatparaha. Jnanam means the truth. The absolute reality which is of the nature of knowing is jnanam. And vijnana means knowledge of that truth. Knowledge of the truth is jnanasya vijnanam, jnana vijnanam. Tat paraha. One for whom the absolute end, the ultimate goal is ascertained vision of the truth. The person for whom the ultimate goal, the absolute end is ascertainment of the vision of the truth. He is called Jnana Vijnana Tatparaha. Jnana vijnana tat paraha tadeva param. For him, what is the absolute? What is param for him? The one for whom the absolute end, the ultimate goal is the ascertained vision of the reality. So jnana vijnana tat paraha. Jnanam here stands for the reality. Vijnanam means the knowledge. So knowledge of the reality is the absolute, ultimate end for whom he is called Jnana. Jnanasya Vijnanam eva param yasya. So one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, the one who's one for whom the knowledge of the reality is the ultimate goal, such a person alone can be given to the discipline of granthabhyasa. Granthabhyasa means given to the discipline of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. One word, granthabhyasa, he finishes. But we must understand, for length of time, the person must really understand systematically, regularly the unfoldment of the words of this text, Upanishads, scripture texts. And he sees that he should not be confused by understanding when he contradicts others' views and opinions. Understanding may be shaken. Therefore, he works hard, he listens and understands. But other people with their own views and contentions may come and shake his understanding. Then therefore he must dwell upon it, repeatedly reflect upon the teaching. So he sees that all his doubts are also removed. Then he repeatedly dwells upon his what has been clearly understood and he ascertains. So only jnana vijnana tatparaha. the person having the knowledge of the reality as the absolute end alone is given to the discipline of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. As a result of being given to the discipline of Shravanam Mananam and Nididhyasanam, going to the discipline of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and naturally this person arrives at, of course, the Shastra study definitely will serve its purpose. He understands the truth. And what is the fact he arrives at? He sees one's own self being non-separate from Brahma. He sees one's own self being Brahma. When a clear vision is there, when the Shastra studies has served its purpose of the discovery of the truth obtaining as one's own self, then he is a dhanyarthi. Then this person, grantham tyajet, after having understood the teaching, he grantham tyajet, even he leaves aside, he keeps away even the shastram. Shastram has served its purpose, does not require shastram anymore. Grantham tyajet, he gives up even all the scriptures. He keeps away all the scriptures. Shastratayam turakiran. He gives up all the scriptures. Grantham tyajet. How? Aseshataha. Completely, totally. He gives up all the texts. How? Dhanyarthi. Danyam. Danyam arthayate yaha saha dhanyarthi. Like how moksharthi, artharthi, kamarthi, dharmarthi, you learnt? I told you the meaning of the word artha. Arthayate means one who seeks. So arthi means a seeker, one who desperately wants, needs, is arthi. So moksharthi means what? Yaha moksham arthayate saha moksharthi. Therefore the word arthaha means wealth. Arthaha means the purushartha, the goal, human goal. And so artharthi means what? The seeker of wealth is artharthi. The seeker of security is artharthi. The seeker of moksha is moksharthi. Arthi means a seeker. Artharthi, the seeker of artha. Like that here, dhanyarthi. Dhanyarthi. Yaha dhanyan, it's a dhanyani arthayate. The person who wants only dhanyam, grains. Dhanyarthi means the person who wants the grains. What should he do, the dhanyarthi? He wants the grain. He wants the rice. Suppose example I give, he wants the rice. He can't get rice directly. Suppose as a farmer, he's a dhanyarthi. But he gets the paddy. And if he to as a dhanyarthi, what he wants is rice, but he gets the paddy from the field. He has to remove the husk. He has to do all that, and he gets the rice. He does not throw away the husk before the removal of the rice from the paddy husk. he removes the rice, takes the rice, what he wants, then he removes, throws away the husk, doesn't keep them. Before removing the rice, when the rice is hidden there in the husk, he keeps the paddy. He needs the paddy. He won't throw the paddy foolishly. Why? He throws the paddy, he will lose the rice also. He has to have the paddy and he has to remove the husk. Then he takes the rice. After removing the rice from the, extracting the rice from the paddy, then he throws away the husk. Doesn't need the husk. When does he throw the husk? After removing the rice from it. Before that, he keeps it. Like that, dhanyarthi palalam eva. Dhanyarthi palalam eva. So, palalaha means husk. Palalaha means husk. Dhanyarthi kim karoti. He does not throw the husk until he removes the grain from the husk. After having removed the grain from the husk, then he doesn't need to keep the husk anymore. He can throw away the husk. Similarly, how long this grantham, how long should we hold on to the scripture? How long do we need the scripture? We can never throw away the scripture until we extract the teaching. What is the extraction of teaching means what? Having the clear vision of the subject matter of the scripture takes place. We must hold on to the scripture. Once the subject matter of the Shastram becomes very clear, when we understood what is Brahma, and one understand the fact of one's own self being non-separate from Brahma, very important. Oh, everything is Brahma. Swamiji is asked, what are you then? Everything is Brahma, if people simply say, it is not real understanding. It is simply repeating what we have heard. There must be clear understanding of one's own self being Brahma. So in the light of which one must be able to see that all that is, there is only Brahma. And that vision is very clear. All the Upanishads, all four Vedas, all the 36 Puranas, all Ramayana Mahabharata Itihasas, all of them, all the literature in all the languages, have served its purpose, then the scripture can be, you know, kept away. One can discard the, one can give up, leave aside the scripture. Grantham aseshataha tyajet. Completely he can keep away the shastram. Yatha, you say, dhanyarthi palalam iva. Just as the person who wants only the grains, after extracting the grains from the husk, how he keeps away, throws away the palalam, the husk. And we have one verse in Bhagavad Gita. See, and all this, the 45th verse also, it's the same thing. Ulkavat yatha utsrujet. Parambrahma vijnaya utsrujet grantham. That's what he says. Again, here also it is said, grantham aseshataha tyajet. May one give up a scripture also. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, we have a beautiful verse revealing the same thing. Dhanyarthi palalam iva. Yatha dhanyarthi palalam tyajati tatha aseshataha grantham tyajet. Kaha ஞான விஜான தத்பரஹா மேதாவி கிரந்தம் அபியஸ்ய கிரந்தம் தியஜேத்.
In this context, jnana, jnana, jnana is the truth of the knowledge and vijnana is well assimilated knowledge.
No, what we say, jnana vijnana tatparaha means the person for whom the absolute end is the assimilated vision of the truth. In this context, no, don't need to take it as that way. Here we just take it. Jnanam, jnanasya vijnanam, jnana vijnanam. As a clear vision of the truth is jnana vijnanam. Here we don't differentiate that way. And tat paraha, that is the absolute end for him. See, the person, because the tat paraha, tadeva param, that is the absolute end. What is absolute end? Ascertained vision of the truth is ascertained end for him. And that the person is also, he is Medhavi, intelligent person. I mean, he has the capacity to study Shastram, understand the teaching, assimilate the teaching, that person. And what does he do? Grantham Abhyasyati. See, the person who knows the connection between, who knows the Sambandha. What Sambandha? That Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Shastram being the Pramanam for the knowledge of the truth is understood. The person has the knowledge of the Shastram being the Pramanam. Shastram is the, he knows the connection between the Shastram and the subject matter, Brahma. There's a Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Shastram is the means and Brahman is subject matter of the Shastram. The truth is subject matter of the Shastram. He knows the Shastram being the means of knowledge of the truth. Therefore, he Shastram Abhyasyati, Grantham Abhyasyati. Why? For him, his ultimate goal is discovery of the truth. So, Jnanasya Vijnanam means what? Ascertained knowledge of the truth is his ultimate goal. Therefore, jnanasya vijnanam eva param yasya. Tatparaha, jnana vijnana tatparaha. That person alone is given to the study of the scripture. And Shastra study serves its purpose. That he discovers the truth. Not simply discovers the truth, he understands the truth. One's own self being non-separate from the truth, he discovers one's own self as the truth, and the light of the knowledge of one's own self being the truth, he sees all that is as only the truth. Thereby the study has served its purpose. Then grantham aseshataha tyajet. Then he gives up the shastram also. How dhanyarthi phalalam iva. The person who wants dhanyam gives up palalam, leaves aside the husk. See, husk and the grain are inseparable. Inseparable means they are together. And only from the husk he has to remove the grain and take it away. After extracting, removing the grain, what he wants from the husk, then he throws away the husk. Like that, what he wants, he takes from the Shastram. Then he leaves aside the Shastram. It is not like grain is separated physically from the husk. But here, from the Shastram, we are not separating physically anything. Cognitively, after extracting the teaching intellectually. Isn't it? The extraction of the teaching from the scripture is intellectual, cognitive. Whereas removal of grain from the husk is physical. So the what is physically done is given as an example to understand what should be done cognitively.
Swamini, yeah? What's the meaning of aseshataha?
Aseshataha, adverb, totally, completely. Okay. Which means, no, I want to throw away all Upanishads, I want to keep one Upanishad, I want to keep one sloka book, I want to keep at least one book. No. Aseshataha means totally you do not need all four Vedas. You don't need any text anymore afterwards. See, what Shastram says, the person who has the very clear vision of the fact of all that is, there is only Brahma, which is my own Swarupam. A person has clear vision. I tell you, all the libraries, all the books, all the Shastrams, all of them have served their purpose. It do not need anything anymore. All study, all disciplines, everything is ultimately should culminate in the vision of one's own self being non-separate from the truth, Brahma. So, aseshataha, sesha means meedi. Aseshataha, literally in Tamil you can say meedi illamal, mitcha meedi illamal. Totally, completely a person. See, seshaha means remaining. Aseshataha, may I add, totally. Seshataha, meedam. Aseshataha, totally, not completely. Completely, the person throws away the husk after extracting the grains. Similarly, we do that. The wise person does it. Means he doesn't need, what it means is not physically removing anything. You don't need Shastram at all anymore. Okay. Is it clear?
So, sorry, Swami. I just missed one word. Dhanyam.
Dhanyam means any grain in general. Dhanyam means any grain. See, mung, or urad, or tur, or rice, or, you know, we say, bajri, no, anything. Any grain in general. Any grain is called dhanyam.
Dhanyam.
And any grain comes along with its husk only. You never get a grain by itself. Grain always is with the husk only, the covering, unwanted parts. So you remove, you clean, you dry, clean, remove, and you take it. I just give the example of paddy and rice. That's my own. Grain in general. So dhanyarthi, arthi means one who wants.
Desires.
One who wants is arthi. Dhanyan, see, dhanyani
arthi.
Saha dhanyarthi. That's where, see, I said artharthi. Artham arthayate saha artharthi. Dhanyarthi. Palalaha means husk. Dhanyarthi palalam iva. Mean what? Yatha, that iva sabda stands for yatha tatha. Okay. Yatha dhanyarthi palalam tyajati. Tatha jnana vijnana tatparaha medhavi grantham abhyasya aseshataha grantham tyajet. Means even Shastriyam Dvaitam also has to be resolved cognitively. Physically, we need not undo the Dvaita Anubhava which we have. We cannot undo also. Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti.
Shanti.